afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And there are many. We'll be talking about them today. It's Wednesday, January 25th, 2017. And of course, we have Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs after the market report today. Good afternoon, Al.
Hello, Melody.
Well, it's been a crazy day in the markets. Certainly, the Dow finally closed above 20,000. We had a lot of pressure on gold today. As far as the amount of pressure on gold, well, it did come back quite a bit. We had a low of 1192 down. Currently, 860 in the New York spot price, still holding on to that $1,200 level, basically 1201. Silver down 9 cents, 17.07. And again, we had a low of 16.66. So a nice recovery in silver, even though we're down for the day. Platinum was down 14, another bad day for the other two gold metals, 985. And palladium was down 56 bucks. Over 7%. Palladium just got hammered. And I'll guarantee you, platinum and palladium got hammered so bad, and therefore it had a little overflow into the other metals, which is gold and silver. Which really doesn't even make sense. The only reason I could see palladium being dropped so bad would have to do with the auto industry, any pressures of auto industry coming from the administration and the changes, but if everybody's talking more jobs, you think they'd be buying more cars, and you wouldn't see any pressure on palladium. So, but they had it today, down 56 points, over 7%, 736. Somebody made a lot of money if they had it shorted. USDX today, down, broke through 100, 99.97, down 0.29. Crude oil was down 27 at 52.91. And the paper markets today, as I mentioned, the Dow closed above 20,000 for the first time. In fact, the stocks around the world extended a rally after corporate earnings sort of reignited investors' optimism. We did have bonds. They sold off. Oil sold off a little bit, as I just mentioned. And the Dow today was the second fastest 1,000-point trip in its history. And it seems I might be getting a little audio problem, but I'm okay now. The Dow up 161 points, 20,074. The NASDAQ was up 55. 5,656. The S&P was up 18, 2,298, all records. And Boeing was up almost 5%. And of course, that's a Dow component. That was at 167 points, up 5%, 4.5%. So again, you can see which stocks are pushing the Dow. 10-year yield popped 2.52%. The 10-year yield, 2.52%, up 0.05. And the euro was up 0.15 at 107. European markets, Germany was up 1.8%, Japan 1.3%. So, pull out your hats, your party hats, and your streamers, and let's get this party over with so reality can sink back into some of these markets. But we'll talk about that later. Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs joining us today, as she does every Wednesday. Good afternoon.
Hello, Melody, and hello, Al.
Hello, Wendy.
Sorry I wasn't with you last week. We had some plumbing issues to take care of, and I had to deal with that. But today we're going to talk about an herb that modern medicine discovered it lowers your mortality rate. So according to some research that was published in the January 9th, 2007 Journal of Public Library of Science, or POLOS, there are additional reasons why we should add some chili peppers to our diet. It was made aware in the journal article by, I was made aware of this journal article because one of our newsletter readers brought it to my attention, so I want to thank her. And also the study suggested that, you know, God knows what he's doing when he provides us with these foods, these herbs to sustain our health. So a little spicy history on the chili pepper real quickly. Been around for thousands of years, often used, as you are aware, as culinary spices to improve the taste, especially before refrigeration came in. They would add a lot of these chili peppers and spices to cover the bad taste of, you know, spoiled food. Now, in the ancient writings of Hippocrates and Galen, they also used chili peppers and also wrote about how they observed it to improve health. So now science is studying a lot of these spices to determine what bioactive components are at work here to help the body improve its mortality. So it improves circulation, they say. It removes blockages. It moves mucus out of the body. It inhibits fungi. And also it inhibits a bunch of pathogenic bacteria. So chili peppers have a bunch of power. They go on to say in their article that chili peppers gives the following protection from these diseases: obesity, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and various cardiovascular diseases. So chili peppers, full of antioxidants, reduces inflammation. So the ancients would use chili peppers along with ginger for some really serious conditions that were very painful and caused a lot of inflammation. So things like arthritis is what they used it for as well. Any questions so far on chili peppers?
Well, what do we mean exactly by chili peppers? We're not including green peppers or red peppers of the sort that you buy at the grocery store, I assume. But what about cayenne peppers and jalapenos? And
yeah, we're talking about
where do we draw the line?
Yeah, we're talking about the high Scoville heat unit type of peppers. Usually the red ones. Sometimes the green ones, the small green ones, can be hot. Now the Asians, they're huge fans of herbs and spices, and according to their analysis and their report, the hot chili peppers protects you from cancer. And they said it also offers protection against heart disease and respiratory disease. So, of course, you know, some of these cultures consume more of these types of herbs and spices than other cultures. So significant amounts, consistency is probably what you're going to be needing to add to your lifestyle if you want it more of a prevention type deal. But getting back to this study in Poulos, it involved a collaborative work with the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey as well as the National Death Index. And the question that they were asking in the study is, if we consume these hot chili peppers, will it lower our risk of mortality? So what they concluded was that those who did consume the hot chili peppers lowered their mortality risk by about 12 to 13% over those who did not. According to the study, those who consumed more chili peppers were of a specific age group. They noticed they were young white or Mexican-American males. They were married. They consumed, of course, alcohol. They did smoke. They ate more vegetables than meat. They had a lower HDL bad cholesterol reading, but they were also of the lower income and educational brackets. That segment
and they
is
had
the
a
best.
Lower? This is pretty astonishing.
I know.
We're talking about people who are not taking care of themselves. They live at a low economic level, and yet their mortality is lowered by 12 to 13% because they're taking chili peppers?
Yeah, they said that segment of the American public who eat chili peppers like that lowers, they said, quote, lowered 13% lower hazard of death just because they ate chili peppers. Yeah. I was just like, wow, that's interesting.
Astonishing. It's astonishing. They should be serving peppers to kids in grade school.
Well, the research team
eat your peppers or you won't grow up to be there's you know, millions of children in China that are going to bed each night without peppers. Eat your peppers.
I know. Well, you know, this research actually confirms some earlier research that was done on a different population, and that was also published in the British Medical Journal back in August of 2015. And their study was titled Consumption of Spicy Foods and the Total Cause of Specific Mortality. So the message that they're promoting with this research is that people have the power to live longer based on their lifestyle. So this lifestyle includes even the medicine that you're seeking to use. If you can have the healthiest of lifestyles, but you can undermine it with a lot of toxic medicine. So you got to be careful. There's obvious metabolic stimulation in your chili peppers that inhibits a lot of these deadly diseases like obesity, diabetes, and so forth. But the beauty of this natural medicine is you really don't need modern medicine's permission. You don't need a prescription. You don't have to have expensive tests or pills and side effects. And this is yet another bit of scientific evidence that proves God didn't expect us to need a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. Well,
I agree.
Well, Vermont also did a study at Larner College of Medicine regarding chili peppers and mortality, and they confirmed when you eat more of these peppers, you lower your mortality. According to Mustafa Chopin, one of the medical students there at the college, he says this, because our study adds to the generalized ability of previous findings, chili peppers or even spicy foods consumption may become a dietary recommendation or at least fuel for further research in the form of clinical trials. So they're saying there's something there in the chili peppers that are really going to help us live longer, but they're not able to put their finger on it just yet. But let me list some of the other benefits that we know chili peppers offers. It improves your digestion. Often you can get rid of ulcers, a chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, constipation, and other digestive disorders just by adding some hot peppers to the lifestyle. They also help, and they don't hinder, other medicinal herbs. So chili peppers have long been known as the great catalyst herb, and they move circulation, so they transport the medicinal power of other herbs around your body quicker. And they also assist the body in assimilating nutrients to enhance the digestion of your food. And the ancient civilizations of the world had access to chili peppers, like in Mexico, South America, Africa, West Indies, and Europe. And they would often write about using chili peppers for conditions like arthritis, female reproductive disorders, infection, heart problems. They used it as a laxative, a diuretic, for ulcers, of course, thyroid problems, respiratory disorders like sinusitis, also athletic stimulants, and wound treatment. And the reason the hot peppers do all that is because herbalists know that the components in chili peppers they contain antibacterial oils and alkaloids. They are a counter-irritant on mucous membranes. They numb nerve endings of pain. They have a diaphoretic action, so it removes toxins through your sweat glands and through the kidneys. Also, it has an antispasmodic effect, and it dilates the capillaries. And it's also packed full of your vitamin A, B, and C, so it heals cells quickly, and it's high in zinc to help the immune system. So cultures all over the world, Melody and Al, have used the chili peppers, and the Smithsonian Institute has actually been able to, at dig sites, find evidence, microscopic plant remains, and they have been able to trace chili peppers as a currency. They were used in trade routes, and they traced it back in the Americas. It predates the invention of pottery, the use of chili peppers as currency. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it's real interesting.
Yeah.
What I'm curious about, does this work most effectively if we're dealing with fresh peppers, dried peppers, cooked supplements?
Yep.
I've got a bottle of cayenne pepper in tablet form or in capsule form.
Yeah,
what's most effective?
Yeah, cayenne peppers, you know, if you want to dry them and store them, they have a 5-year shelf life before a lot of the oil dissipates, because the oils are the ones with the power element.
Okay.
So try to use you could use them fresh, but if you have to dry them to preserve them for a longer shelf life, do keep them in a dry, dehumidified area. Don't store them in your fridge or your freezer. Just cabinet away from heat and light. Make sure you put a date on it, and that way you'll have it. But what I thought was interesting with the Smithsonian and the archaeology of it all, they said that they were able to check, and they would check the starch signature, and they could tell if the chili peppers were wild or cultivated. And in a lot of these ancient dig sites, especially ones in Ecuador, they noticed that when they cultivated the chili pepper, they also had specific crops they were growing with it. They would grow arrowroot, sweet corn, yucca, squash, beans, palm fruit, and yams. So every time they found it, this is the other fruits and vegetables they found with the remains of the plant form. So I thought that was really cool. They had a system in the ancient world.
You talked about them using the hot peppers to treat a number of different diseases and afflictions.
Right.
Okay, if that's what they were doing, it doesn't sound like they were using it as a condiment with their food and taking it regularly. If they're taking it for arthritis, it's, oh, you got arthritis. Here, let me give you some hot peppers. If you got, ulcers, we give you hot peppers. But otherwise, do you think they were using this as a regular preventive as part of their food, or do you think they were only taking it as a medicine when they were ill?
I think they had dual purpose. I think they had enough on hand that they would use a little bit for foods, especially, you know, when meat spoiled, if they didn't, take care of it properly, and they could expand their pantry of foods with a little bit of spice. But I think a majority of it was used for medicinal purposes. I have seen powdered pepper thrown into a gaping wound from a trauma injury, and just taking a t-shirt and wrapping it around, and it immediately stopped the pain, and it stopped the bleeding, the hemorrhaging, in seconds. And by the time the person got to a medical facility for treatment, when they unwrapped, it was his kneecap, when they unwrapped it, the healing had already started. The tissue was looking really good. The trauma surgeons couldn't believe it. Because of the high amounts of vitamin A, B, and C, it makes the skin cells replicate and heal quickly. It's an amazing thing to have on hand.
What about black pepper?
No, not the same. The same. The hotter the Scoville heat unit, the more medicinal power you're going to have. And a lot of people think that, oh, I wouldn't put it on a cut or a burn or anything because it would just...
Yeah, it's the last thing I'd think of.
But it numbs.
Oh, I'm going to put some cayenne pepper on my cut.
But it numbs nerve endings. You wouldn't notice it after a second. And it makes wounds heal really quickly. So if you got a deep cut, I would put some liquid cayenne on it and close it together with some surgical tape and keep it dry for a day or two. And usually it's all healed up within that time with no scar. It's amazing.
It certainly sounds amazing. Easily one of the most amazing reports you've had on this program. I think we need to give them little contact information, Wendy, where they can find out.
Absolutely. We got a bunch of formulas with the hot cayenne chili peppers in there, and they can call for a free catalog. Call Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, or they can visit us online, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Thank you, Wendy. That's Wendy Wilson from thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Melody and I will be right back on Financial Survival. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. What's next, Melody?
Well, there really are a lot of things going on, a lot of changes that we're seeing coming out of the new administration, and that's all good. And I think we're seeing the higher stock prices. I mean, we knew we would eventually close over 20,000. There is optimism for the multinational corporations, consumers out there, and so forth. But we cannot forget higher rates. To me, yesterday we talked about a falling dollar. To me, I think higher rates is the item that we should be watching, because it's
higher interest rates.
Higher rates, because it affects number one, the consumer. I mean, we already know that he's been surviving on credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, so forth. Levels of $1 trillion in consumer credit card debt. I mean, these are, that was pre-crisis levels of 2008. And when anytime you have an increase of the Fed funds rate, those interest rates are going to push those payments higher. And if they're already living on credit cards in order to survive, then that only makes it a little more difficult. Also, I've been reading about homeowners are back to using their houses as ATMs. More than 40% of all home refinancing activity today includes cash back of at least 5%. And that's more than triple the level of a few years ago. So again, we're seeing the same bad habits that placed us prior to 2008. And naturally, markets reach all-time highs prior to things that are turning around. So we can enjoy the quiet now, because I still believe this year is going to be extremely volatile. A lot of action is going to be going on. And there's some other information. Home equity lines of credit combined with cash out refinancing consumers will have pulled something north of $80 billion out of their homes to repay credit cards and to use for other consumer items. That's a 50% increase in borrowing. We've had all these record highs.
They're essentially borrowing from Peter to pay Paul is what it comes down to, but the debt remains.
The debt remains.
In the sense that...
And the interest...
been subtracted, it impacts on their mortgage to some degree.
Well, not only that, I mean, if they have $5,000 that they borrowed on their credit cards, they actually owe, what are credit cards, 16%, 17%, 18%? That pops up to 20%, 21%? It takes them years and years, because they only pay the minimum amount of payment anyway. So the interest rate is not included in the amount of debt that they owe. Everybody always forgets about the interest that the bankers collect. Now, the bankers love it, because now they're getting some decent rates on, and so forth. Like, they were complaining like they weren't making any money. But again, for the consumer, it's just another area. And then you have to see what else is interest rate sensitive. We haven't talked about derivatives in a long time. People don't care that they're, 200 trillion, quadrillion, or whatever that number still might be. They're still there. They're a ticking time bomb. And I think a lot, when you see these higher rates increase, we are going to feel it. And I think that's the important area to be watching. And my predictions for gold, still higher this year. Silver, still higher this year. And you have to be careful on, people are going to receive all sorts of recommendations on what they should be doing now. I got one this morning from, a fairly popular person that writes thousands of books. And every time there's a little action in the markets, I have to buy my next book and so forth and whatnot. And he was actually recommending that if people have, that they hold their cash in the banks. And he says, if you have $250,000, the FDIC will cover you. And if you have
They say they'll cover you,
Let me finish. And exactly. And he's telling people that they're safe. Mm-hmm. Well, most likely you're going to get covered. He says, if you go to Cyprus, he says, those that had their money up to the limit of that was supposedly insured, they didn't have their money taken from them. It was those that were up and above the limit that the government took. And I'm thinking to myself, well, Cyprus really isn't all that big. I mean, they had a lot of Russian money, and I think that had a lot to do with it anyway. I think there was a lot of internal things that we don't know about. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about Cyprus. I'm not here to talk about Cyprus. But the point is, these recommendations, he's telling people, and if you have $500,000, put $250,000 in one bank and put $250,000 in another bank. And then he goes on.
$250,000 to me.
And then he goes on. Then he goes on to tell people that the next thing you know, that there's going to be social unrest, there's going to be no power, there's going to be the ATMs aren't going to be working, this isn't happening, and this isn't happening. And you want your money in the banks that we all know that the FDIC doesn't have enough money to cover?
Yeah, not close.
Not even close.
Not a fraction of a penny. Not a fraction of a percent, my recollection. They have enough, which means if, if one bank goes down, yeah, you're okay. But if four or five major banks go down at the same time, it's gone. FDIC money is gone.
No,
I mean, it's going to disappear so fast. It's like snow in the springtime. It's just going to disappear on you. Anyone who's trusting in the FDIC, they have allegedly something like enough money for maybe a penny on every $10 in deposits. It just, bad news hits, you're in big trouble.
And then he goes on and he recommends that all people should get some gold and silver. Hey, go get yourself a box of Silver Eagles. And I'm thinking, the logic of this whole, and he's popular, and people, did you hear what he had to say? And I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. Just go get yourself a box of Silver Eagles, you'll be fine. And I'm just like, and then they're going to slam you into paper shares and everything else. Mm-hmm. They'll have you sell your gold. They'll pick up your gold very cheap, slam you into some paper. I mean, it's just, so be careful of when you get a lot of these newsletters through your emails and so forth. And with the stock markets going higher, you'll probably just, I've already received mine from Harry Dent telling me that gold is still going to go to 700. As soon as gold has a bad day, I get an email from Dent telling me that gold's going to 700. Kind of cracks me up. But
The South will rise again, too, Melody. Don't forget that.
Pardon?
The South will rise again.
But anyway, I just wanted to
remind. Saying that for over 100 years.
I still think, our global financial system is just damaged beyond repair. And again, be thankful that we have a little bit of time to get your financial, get it in place and get secured.
The problem, the purpose behind gold, from my perspective, we talk about it from time to time on the program, but gold is the alternative to fiat currency. It is the monetary metal. We've said before that gold is, it's a subjective opinion, but gold is 20% industrial and 80% monetary. Silver, in my estimation, is maybe 30% monetary and 70% industrial. It's a different metal. It's not as monetary. It's not it doesn't depend on monetary events to the same extent that gold does. But gold is here to ensure your wealth against the possibility of failure in your monetary system. And if you look at that, those paper dollars, and you wonder how long can they continue to survive, if you think that the end is becoming close on the paper dollar, the sensible thing is to put some of your wealth into gold, right? If you know the dollar's losing, and Trump said when the dollar was 103 on the U.S. dollar index, he said, look, the dollar's too strong. And it's already down 4 points. It's down to net.
They're going to push it down.
It's down over 3 points. It's probably going lower. What does it have to mean? It has to mean that the price of gold is going up. It has to mean that if you want to protect your wealth, you're going to do better. You will have a better probability of protecting your wealth, securing it, storing it in the form of gold than you will in the form of paper dollars.
Rates are going higher. The dollar's going lower. You might have the Dow and the paper markets hitting all types of records, but look what's slipping away from you. If you don't pay attention, you're losing your purchasing power through the lower dollar, and then you're losing on the rates. So you're getting a double whammy. And you have to pay attention. Just because these markets are high, just because we have some optimism in this country, just because we have a man that's finally doing something, doesn't mean that the cows aren't going to come home to the financial markets. The global system is in disarray.
Yeah.
We have every
and it's
country.
Not gonna yield.
We have every country in the world that is corrupt, that will do anything to snag the next dollar. You have governments that are in bed with the multinational corporations. Ours isn't any different. We're just hoping we can, you know, maybe change things around in this country a little bit.
Yeah, we're just hoping we can postpone the inevitable. I don't see how they can change things around significantly. We have dug a hole, and we are in it. Right?
Because I think the reason that I voted for Trump was it because probably for not the same reasons everybody else did. I believe when the system collapses, we need a person like Trump because he will make instant decisions. And I'm hoping that he might be able to not fall into the bed of the politicians when it comes to bailing everybody out and so forth. So that's why I thought it was important we have a man like Mr. Trump in office. To me, building the wall is great. Some of these other things are great and so forth and whatnot, you know. But it's really at the time of the collapse, we need a person in there that can make instant decisions. And I think he is that man. Now, you can think about maybe they put him in here and there for that reason, that they're going to tank the markets. I don't know. But in my mind, he's the guy to, if he would have been in office back in 2008, I don't think we'd be in the same position as we are today.
I agree.
And that's why I voted for Mr. Trump.
Yep. So. But now, the question is, while he might have been able to have a powerful effect in 2008, will he still be able to have that much effect right now? Certainly, he is exceeding all expectations, or at least my expectations, in terms of his ability to inspire confidence and enthusiasm. And we have to wonder, is that enough to really restore American prosperity? Can we get back, with the big dose of Trump, can we get back to being a prosperous and strong nation? Or are the problems so fundamental that they can't be easily resolved? They can be postponed, but sooner or later, we're going to have a day of reckoning. Do you see a day of reckoning, Melody, or do you see a solution?
It's going to be a combination. The solution is going to come after the reckoning. Because, again, it comes back to our monetary system.
Yeah.
And I know we preach on here, fiat currency, but folks, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And yeah, we can use now we can use that system. We can use that system to help build the infrastructure, to do this, to do that. Trust me, they can print until the cows come home, too. It's the interest that they have to pay that they can't afford, and particularly in rising rate scenario. So, you know, I'm optimistic. You know, we're going to see things get better. We'll probably see things, you know, maybe we will see the market go to 25,000 for the Dow. Maybe we will see the NASDAQ go to 6+. Maybe, you know, we will see jobs coming back. Maybe we'll see a plant or two opening up. Maybe we will see NAFTA that renegotiated or pulled. So those are all positives. I get that. But I still believe, and I'm not going to change my mind because I understand the system. And I understand gold. And so that is
what I understand is the currency. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't understand, but I am, my opinion is based on what's going on with these fiat dollars. They have lost over 95% of their purchasing power in the last 45 years.
You have to understand both the currency and the system, because then you can, then everything makes sense. You know, then you can make sense of everything, and you can see where we're headed. And you have to understand that they will print as much as they can, which even makes gold prices higher. Print, baby, print. Makes the reckoning much more difficult, but yet it should make gold prices higher. It is going to be about gold. And if we get a little reprieve here and we get some optimism, because this country needs optimism. This country and the way people are being pitted against one another.
It's really astonishing how much difference Trump has made, not just since he's been in office, but since he was merely elected. I mean, things started to happen. He had more effect in a couple of months when he was president-elect than Obama had in years. In terms of elevating the mood in this country and restoring optimism and whatever.
Obama spent 8 years of splitting this country. Trump just made it visible. You know, Obama spent 8 years tearing this country apart, dividing it. And he's just not the only one. You know, the ones
before.
He couldn't
have done it by himself. I mean, the establishment wants that.
Well, I'm talking as presidents. He wasn't the only president. No. But with Trump, he has visualized it. You know, it's people see it. And, you know, now you have, you know, so it was slowly building, and now it's, you know, exploding.
We were looking for someone to serve as a leader, and Trump has filled the role in a way that Obama never imagined.
Exactly.
Obama was there, but he was not our leader. We're going to take a break for a couple more commercials. Melody and I will be back on Financial Survival in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. What's next, Melody?
Before I just go into my little special, it's going to be the same one from yesterday. It is very exciting to see what is happening and to know that it seems like we have a president that has our backs.
Yeah.
And that is very exciting. And I told Al during the break, it was like when Reagan, we're going to kick everybody's butt. You know, we're going to do this, and he made you feel good. Now, I don't think Trump is a Reagan to the same degree, but you still get the excitement that, we're not going to be walked on anymore. Now, the biggest question is, he has yet to have to deal with Congress. He has yet to deal with these have been all executive orders, so, we'll see how that goes, but...
Well, the Congress also, they have to be a little bit worried about dealing with Trump, because if Trump manages, especially the Republicans...
He'll call him out.
Yeah, I understand that, and although it's 2 years to the next election, nevertheless, Congress has to be a little bit wary. The Republican Congress has to be wary about siding with the Democrats to give Trump a hard time. I can understand the Democrats will do what they can, I presume, to give Trump a hard time, but the Republicans almost dare not, because if they do, will the voters remember in the next election, in the next congressional election, and 2 years away? They've got to be concerned about Trump. They've got to be wary right now. We'll see what happens, but for the moment, I'm sure they're back on their heels right now and wondering.
Well, I don't
better
think
just
I...
keep their mouths shut and go along with the program. And if it goes badly, they can blame Trump. And if it goes good, they can take credit for it.
But we'll have to see that'll be the fun part. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Trump will call them out. If he has any, if any of them have skeletons in their closets, Trump will open the door. So.
The great thing about Trump is that he doesn't appear to show any fear.
I just say,
look, I'm going to do what I think has to be done, and I don't care whether you like it or anybody else like it. Just get out of the way. And if you don't want to get out of the way, you better brace, because I'm coming at you. It's like dealing with a bull. And maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, but he's not apologizing. I wonder how many times we saw Obama apologize during his administration. It wasn't an enormous number, but it was some. And it's the sort of thing where you say, what the heck is the President of the United States making these apologies for? And I won't say that all of the apologies are, there's no basis for any of them and the rest of that, but still, there was something where Obama was apologetic. Trump is not apologizing to anybody. And even though I will undoubtedly see Trump do things that I don't like, I do not expect an apology from Mr. Trump. Don't like it? Vote somebody else. That's all. And there's something in that you can admire. You can sit back and say, okay, we got somebody who is taking a leadership position, not an apologetic position. And there's something about that, okay, let's go. Sounds good. Let's see what happens. So I'm looking, everybody's a certain amount of optimism looking forward. But at the same time, we're getting all excited about this right now. But there are fundamentals. There are problems that Trump, he will have to be more than a genius. He will have to be lucky. He will have to be blessed in order to somehow accommodate, deal with the problems that are facing us, like the big debt, the enormous national debt? How is that going to be liquidated? And how you can't pay it and you can't repudiate it, what are you going to do with it? Now, Trump has good people, intelligent people working for him, and maybe they can come up with an answer, but I don't see it. I just don't see a way around it. Sooner or later, that huge national debt has to bite the government in the buns. And when it happens, I don't see an easy way out of it.
And having Goldman Sachs in there, a couple of them, in high-powered position, yeah, it bothers me. You know, it isn't perfect, but I'll tell you what, it's probably the best thing that we've had in how many years?
Quite a while.
A lot.
It might go back. It's like the comparison to Reagan. You're going to go back and sort through the different presidents we've had, Republican and Democrat, over the past. We had Bush Sr. And Clinton and Bush Jr. and Obama.
Clinton's the one that sold us out to China.
And
he was they all sold us out. And Reagan wasn't the best president either. I mean, he had a lot of, as many tax cuts as he's had, he's also been credited with some of the largest tax increases we've ever had. He took away all of our, for individuals, he eliminated all the tax write-offs of our credit card interests. You know, we used to be able to write that off. And I think Trump is going to write off our home mortgages, our interest on our mortgages. So that was just something that was sort of mentioned through the campaign. Whether it happens or not, it's, still remains to be seen. So so we'll have to wait and see. But
no, the whole thing is waiting to unfold. But still, Reagan, good or bad, right or wrong, Reagan inspired public confidence.
People liked him. He had a great personality.
Made people feel good about America.
Mm-hmm.
And for the moment, it appears that Mr. Trump is going to do the very same thing, and he's going to do something similar. And after having somebody in there that was making apologies, all right, and doing what was a lot of people regard as divisive and discrediting and dismantling.
I mean, if you do reading on Reagan and the hostages and how, I mean, there's a lot of things, but again, people liked him. He was able to present a...
I think the country will go along with you if you, all right, you're trying to do something and people can see you're trying to do something and maybe you don't succeed. And maybe the reason you don't succeed is because you're a little dumb. All right, you had a bad idea and it didn't work. Or maybe it was a great idea, but you didn't have enough power. Nevertheless, if people can see you're trying
to do something
positive, they're mostly going to sit back and say, okay. All right, yeah, he messed up, but he's still mostly doing the right thing, and people will go along with it. And that is I just see, for me, this is, I mean, Trump is, compared to Obama, it's my it's like waking up from a nightmare or something like this. Oh, wait, we didn't really have a guy from Kenya in the White House, did
what
we?
What happened in the last 8 years? I just woke up.
It was just a dream, wasn't it? That's all it was. No.
It was funny, as long as those 8 years were, they went by quick.
Yeah, they did.
But everything is.
I don't know if that has something to do with Obama or something to do with my advancing age, but they all seem to go by faster and faster and faster as we get into this thing.
Well, I'm glad you just mentioned your advancing age.
I was going to get to yours. But I thought I would take the first hit, and then I would turn and come after you, Melody.
That's you. That's you. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell the listeners, we're going to follow through, particularly since we had a little bit of a pullback in silver. Again, it responded and rebounded back. Silver, $2.45 over the spot price of silver. You can buy one or 100 silver eagles. And these are the 2017s. These are brand new silver eagles right from the mint. So they're beautiful, and you can buy one, you can buy a tube of 20, or you could buy 500. If you purchase 500, we'll save you another nickel on that and make it 240 over spot. And that would also include your shipping. So if you can get 500 or more, you get a really great deal. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. If you're just interested in rounds, I have a few rounds sitting around. They're the Buffalo rounds. I think the date on them would be 2016. I don't think I have any 2017 in yet on those. And I'll do them And again, those are on a limited amount. I don't know how many I have in inventory. Those would be 75 cents over spot for rounds. And that's a heck of
a deal.
That's a heck of a deal.
But let me ask you a question.
What, Al?
Uh-huh. You're talking about if you wanted one, it was $2.40 over spot, and two, but 20.
$2.45.
All right. Are we still talking? What about shipping?
Shipping on the 245, I do, if you, you know, those I have
no,
to
No, I mean
shipping
on one. Shipping on 20.
I have to do shipping on one and 20. I mean.
You mean you have to charge shipping on one?
I have to charge shipping.
Yeah, you won't on the 500.
I mean, if I sell them at 245 and a tube of 20, I make a buck. All right? I make a buck. So, no, the folks are going to have to, you know.
They're going to have to pay the shipping on the smaller, but if you're ordering a whole box of them, that's another story.
If you do 300 or more, we can include shipping
mm-hmm.
on the Silver Eagles. And those are 245 over, up to 500, then they'd be 240 over. So shipping is charged on anything under 300. For the silver rounds, they're 75 cents over spot. And shipping would be charged. Shipping is not included in that 75 cents.
Okay. What's next, Melody?
Oh, what do you have next?
I got an article here from the Hacker News that is interesting to me and surprising.
The Hacker.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's actually good quality magazine. Good articles. I mean, over my head, because I'm not a hacker and I'm not really knowledgeable about computers. I work with them all the time, but I just use it like a typewriter. I don't understand what's going on inside the computer to speak of. And I had one. I'm particularly sensitive to this idea because a virus did get into one of my computers about a week ago now and just basically trashed it. I've had to turn it off and I can't use it. And I'll see what I can do about getting it repaired. I've got other alternatives, other computers I can use instead. But very frustrating. I've had viruses before, but they were always just annoying. You could get to them. I could deal with them. I got one in this thing right now. I got one in one of these computers right now that is, I have 8 or 9 utility programs and virus protection programs. I have one main virus protection program and a couple others that you can turn on from time to time to see if they turn anything. They don't even recognize that there's a virus in the computer and something is making files in there. It is so sophisticated. I delete it. I find what I can. I delete it. And 3 minutes later, right about 3 minutes later, bang. Get two more files. I delete those files. 3 minutes later, folders, excuse me, that have one. 3 minutes later, I delete those files, and 3 minutes later, bang, I get two more folders, different names, completely new set of programs or files inside them, delete them, blah, 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 fight it, drive you nuts. I've just had to shut the computer down and be done with it. So I'm sensitive more so than I have been in the past to the idea of viruses, and that's why this article particularly rang my bell. And again, this is from the Hacker News, and it says, nasty Android malware that infected millions returns to Google Play Store. Hummingbat, this was the name of an Android-based malware that infected over 10 million Android devices around the world last year, and made its gang an estimated $300,000 per month at its peak, has had a comeback. They've got a new name for it. It's called Humming Whale. They had Humming Bad. Now there's a new variation on it they call Humming Whale. Well, the point I'm trying to make is that the gang of hackers that put Humming Bad together, according to this article, was making an estimated $300,000 per month at the peak of this virus infection. And I don't know how they were making it exactly. They were ransomware, what? I don't know. But they found a way to make $300,000. And that's big money. That's serious money. And the point is, if that much money can be extorted from people by hacking into their computers, right? $300,000 a month, right? You can guarantee there's kids that are sitting in their in the garage, they're down in the basement, they're fooling around with the computer, and mom and says, "Oh, he just loves that little computer." Yeah, he loves that computer. He may be hacking, and if he has a chance to make $300,000 a month, or him and his buddies, It's an irresistible temptation. And the lesson in all of this is that we would all do well to beef up our security programs that protect our computers and start thinking in terms of, gee, do I really want a Windows-based computer, which is apparently easy and vulnerable to viruses, easily vulnerable to viruses, or I've got one computer that's Linux, right? There are allegedly, according to some sources, there's only something like 4 viruses in all the world for Linux computers. Not bad. Other people use Apple computers. Melody, I believe you have an Apple computer, don't
you? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I have several.
People brag that the Apple computer is not susceptible to virus. I'm just saying
and
that
you
this
know what? My,
virus problem is growing.
My Apple works so well that the only problem I'm having with it now is the browser. I've had it for so long, the browser is out of date. Mm-hmm. And I lost my password to it, so I can't. You can't download anything without your password, so I can't update my browser, but it does what I need to do. I have other ones that have more up-to-date browsers and so forth, but my large one that I do the programs on and so forth, that is, and I've had this almost probably 8 years, perhaps, mm-hmm. 8 years, so... Yeah, apples are great.
That's antiquated, Melody.
It is. That's why
eight
I said the browsers is out of date.
Mm.
But, you know, we only have a couple minutes left. I know we didn't get to a lot of the things that you wanted to talk to about today, Al. I was just, you know, I got something.
We're out of time.
No.
Yeah, we are.
I don't want to.
Well, sorry, you'll have to come back tomorrow for more, Melody.
Okay.
So will you folks. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow. Melody and I will be back at that pond time. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Todd, the producer. Bye-bye.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.